Yes.
We're back again after another little breaky break in which I was spiraling the whole time. Just kidding. No, actually, I'm not kidding. I was truly spiraling the whole time. That's what deadlines will do to you. But we're back again. Hello.
What did I text you? I was like, you know, if I haven't heard from Sable about the show, I'll usually check in on like Thursday, be like, we're doing this Saturday, right? And then Sable's like, I don't think I have it in me. I don't think I can. And I was like, no big deal.
The last 2 weeks were very struggly.
Yeah.
Simply because I was trying to make an insane deadline.
Yeah.
Which I did. Hooray.
Good.
I don't know if I'm happy with the full thing yet, but there's another round of edits. Okay. So.
How much did you redo?
I had to rewrite 12 chapters. Although, to be fair, two of them are an intro and epilogue. So. Those are short.
When you say rewrite 12 chapters.
I was given global notes of here's how to restructure it. Here's what we should focus on. Mm. And like, here's some parts you could probably not focus on or like cut or rearrange. Mm-hmm. So it's that.
Ah.
But because I'm a chronic self-editor, I just end up rewriting the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will copy paste things and move them around.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I really like this bit. But then I'll have to write more around it because I'm like, this isn't really explained that well. I can say this better. But damn, I do not recommend trying to do that in 5 weeks.
And how did we... No, it's not my business, never mind.
I feel a lot better about it now, and I was also given a little bit more time to do the next round of edits. I believe I'll have like the beginning of the summer to finish them, which is merciful. Because, of course, as soon as I hand it in, I'm like, ooh, I just thought of way more cool things to put in there.
Yeah.
Or just like more insightful things. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I was going to text you about it, but I was like, leave that woman the fuck alone. Like, I'm sure the last thing she wants to talk about is her book that she just turned in after stressing about it for months.
I was going to send you some chapters just to be like, can you skim this and tell me if this sounds insane?
Yeah, no.
But then I was like, Tynan has 5 jobs.
Oh my God, send me whatever you want. I'm your friend. Jesus Christ. Like... Yes, I'm like dying to read it.
I've been cashing in my favor chips for friends who've off the cuff offered that. And I'm like, now's the time.
Oh my God, it's not a favor. It's like my job. Like it's whatever you need.
Okay. Perhaps the next round.
Okay.
Now that they're actually in much better shape, so I also don't feel like as embarrassed to be like, this is just 6,000 words of rambling.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? My original editor, in my proposal, I didn't have a chapter on scent or fragrance.
Yeah.
And my original editor told me like, hey, I feel like because this is such an important thing to you and you have a podcast about it, you should have a chapter about fragrance.
Sure.
So I came up with a concept. I was like, okay, I have a lot of past historical anecdotal stuff that I can write a whole chapter about this. And weirdly, it was the easiest chapter to write. It just flowed really easily. And of all the people at my publishing house who've read it, that's their favorite essay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
I love that.
Originally, I had had it towards the end of the book and they're like, I think we maybe want to move this to the front.
Shit.
It's really engaging and I think it really gets the reader into the world of you.
Oh, fuck.
So I was like, damn, that's...
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Irony.
Sick.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So I'm like, cool, I can do this. Great.
You can do anything.
How has your week been?
God, it was a weird week. Nothing worth talking about. Just corporate bullshit, which is fine. It was actually like a little bit of a lighter week for me in terms of work, which was nice in terms of freelance stuff. And of course, I get to Friday and I'm like wrapping up my week. And then I get 2 pretty large assignments due pretty quick. Not pretty quickly, but I was just like, there it is. But the thing is, like when I have a light week, I have anxiety because it's light.
Really?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. And then now that I have sort of a lot more, I'm like, okay, things are good again. But I have, so I was juggling 3 editorial pieces this spring, 2 of which are done.
Yeah.
Edits done, everything done. And then 1 of which I just got edits back on. I haven't looked at them, but I don't think they're that bad. So having those off my plate, it's going to be really nice. I'm really excited about everything too. It's like exactly the type of shit I want to do.
Sick.
So, and I've been fucking talking about it for months. It just took me forever to write them. But yeah, I mean, everything's good. I went to every event in the world on Thursday night.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah. Well, they were all... So, the thing of it is, the only one I really wanted to go to was the last one. And I was like, well, it's nice out. It hit 60 and you can't tell me shit.
As soon as the temperature goes above 60 in New York City, it's just bare legs.
Yeah.
bare legs everywhere.
People are fucking feral. No, I went to the Moore Hotel for Scent Lab. They were doing a launch.
Oh, cool.
And that was really cool. It was like a rooftop situation. And I saw my friend Summer there from Shop First Finds. I met her at that Parfums de Marly dinner. And you know when you meet someone you actually like?
Yeah.
So we've hung out since. And
I love meeting people I actually like.
Yeah, literally.
It rules.
So that was cool. And then I went to this MCM fragrance launch, which like I should have known. I could have skipped that one, but I didn't. And then I went to Marta's Air Milkshake party.
I'm still not sure what that is, but it looks like a lot of fun.
So Marta is like queen of brands.
Yeah. And, like, and again, I'm just like, I don't know what you do, but whatever it is, it looks really fun.
She's a consultant. She's really good at creating community. She's very cool. Actually, when I first got to New York, and Marta's very, very nice. But when I first got here, she's LA based, but sometimes she like comes into town, has a party and dips. She was doing a party for Susan Alexandra, Susan
Alexandra
at the Ludlow or something. I don't know. Yeah. And she was just like kind enough to invite me last minute, and she was really sweet about it. And I was like, oh wow, I'm here.
That's so cool.
Yeah, nice. It was nice.
I dipped on some events. I was supposed to go to a perfume event this week.
Which one?
I was like catatonic this week.
Yeah.
Because it was after the deadline. And then I think my body just out of exhaustion was like, you're done.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You can only lie on the couch for 3 days. And that's what I did.
I love that.
Oh, wait. No, I also shot a campaign.
Yeah. You were on set 2 days.
Yeah.
Crazy. I didn't realize that was a 2-day shoot.
There's a third day coming up.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was funny because they were like, we have to shoot a bunch of takes of like an intro and an outro. And the director said, oh, wait, we have to do a little call to action for the live stream event. So just say something like, hey, I'm Sable. I'll be hosting this live stream event. Tap for details. And then I was like, wait, I am? I legitimately forgot that I was... I don't think I knew I was. I had to be involved in some way, but I didn't think I would be hosting it. It turns out I'm not, actually. So I was just like, I am. And then the whole crew just fell silent and I could see his face just fall. And then I was like, haha, just kidding. Of course I am. I know that. And he was like, please don't scare me like that.
God, when is that?
I don't actually know yet. They haven't told me.
How hard did you read that contract?
Not that hard.
Okay.
I think I just looked at the deliverables.
Okay.
And was like, okay.
Right.
But things always change.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly.
Right.
So that was really funny. But one of the products for this nationwide beauty store campaign was YSL Black Opium, which I own and I wear and I
like. You love, yeah.
So I'm very knowledgeable about it. And they're like, yeah, just tell us what you like about it, how it wears, blah, 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 all that stuff. And then I'm just riffing off the top of my head. And they're like, why does she know so much about this fragrance?
That's so funny.
It was really funny.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, the week before, I went to Cipriani with Marc Jacobs, right? And
how was that?
It was actually really nice. I went the year prior, and that was nice. But this one I felt was a little, like, more that. Like, a little bit more, like, star-studded. And, of course, I mean that in, like, the gay way. I'm talking about, like, social media people no one cares about. Do you know how baddie the Met Gala behavior girl?
No.
Doll check-in. She was there.
But that sounds funny.
She was on the cover of Paper a while ago because she's an icon. And like that was my highlight of the night. Okay. Seeing her. But it was cool because like I went in and it's this like gigantic ballroom, which they rope off the seating, the tables until you have to sit. And so it's sort of like they're corralling you and it's just like super packed. But throughout the night, I was like, oh shit, I know a bunch of people here personally. Like Amanda Mitchell was there and like some editorial girls.
Yeah.
And I left and I was like, huh, it really feels like I have a life here in New York. Do you know what I mean?
That's so nice.
I don't know. It was nice. Like
when you're like, oh, I'm in my community. I know these people.
And I don't mean like at a gala. I just mean, you know, I've been here 4 years. There was a pandemic in the middle of it. Yeah. I work a lot. I go out a lot. But I was like, oh, these are actual, and not like people I'm like, oh, I know that person, but like my friends that I didn't, I don't know. It's just, you know.
No, that is a really nice feeling.
It was nice. Yeah. I'm going to the GLAAD Awards again, too.
Cool.
I'm so excited.
When is it?
I don't know.
Cool.
Late May.
All right.
I think.
The last Monday in May.
The last Monday. Yes. I'm excited.
God. I feel like...
We haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks. This is why we're checking up. Catching up, rather.
And I feel bad that I think the last episode we did, I also couldn't smell things. Or could I? I don't remember.
I don't think you could.
I think every fucking 3 to 4 weeks, my shit just gets fucked up. To be fair, I think I had a cold earlier this week, and that's why. Also, the allergies are allergying.
It's so allergy hard. Season. I woke up congested.
Everybody's
today.
Suffering.
I'm fine now, but yeah, it's...
Yeah. So I'm like, of course this has happened to me once again. Mm-hmm. But in a weird way, when I walk around, sometimes it'll come back. So I'm like, okay, I'm not completely fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not a neurological issue. It's a conductive issue, but
it goes without saying, but I just think it's so funny that when you specifically cannot smell, you are pissed.
Dude, I'm low-key depressed.
Yeah.
My vibe is very low when I can't smell or taste, because I'm like, well, there I go, spending $20 on a meal I can't fucking taste.
Right.
Like, shit. It's like, literally all I do is just eat and smell things. When people talk about life's simple pleasures, those are my simple pleasures.
I mean, it's just, by definition.
Although, every time it does come back for a little while, the dopamine is just, it's like the blood elevator in The Shining, but with dopamine.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
God, what a reference.
I know. The floodgates open and I'm like, whoa, I'm suddenly so full of so life affirmed.
Right.
Just by smelling a whiff of a breeze.
I love that.
Although, I don't know. I might make another appointment with my ENT.
You should.
He kind of implied, because I had a sinus infection the last time I saw him, and he's like, you obviously can't keep going on antibiotics. That's crazy. But he's like, there is a surgery you can do. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that. I would like to avoid surgery at all possible.
Yeah.
But I've been doing sinus rinses. I don't think they help. I don't know. Do they help? Does anyone do sinus rinses and it actually helps? I think it makes it worse, honestly, for me.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel like I'm doing something. Also, it's like a cool magic trick. Wait, do you hate neti pots? I forget.
No, I love neti pots.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay,
I just don't like thinking about them.
Yeah. Yeah, because I knew I'm like, I know what you're going to ask me, and I'm going to try to riff off the top of my head what I smell like today, but I'll do my best.
Okay, Sable,
yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay. So I got this fragrance a couple weeks ago and have been wearing it here and there. Mm-hmm. It's from Diptyque. It's called O as in E-A-U, O Nabati. Onapati.
Mm-hmm.
When they send the press release, I wish they would send a little thing that's, this is how you pronounce it.
Their fragrance names are impossible.
Yeah. No, they truly are. It is like a Greek myth. But they bill it as a botanical amber, a botanical amber fragrance, which we both said not no.
Yeah.
We both agreed with. It's so interesting. I haven't smelled a lot of things like this. I was expecting it because, of course, they called out balsam, bergamot, petitgrain, and Immortel, the flower. Mm-hmm. So I was expecting a citrusy, sweet, breezy kind of, you know, oceanic scent. But it's actually a lot spicier and warmer. And like, it's almost like a warm, zesty citrus. And to me, there's like a little bit of almost a nutty texture to it. There's like this like weird hint of a gourmand that I can't place. And I don't know if that's just the effect of everything together. That probably is. But it's such an interesting wear because it's not, it's a citrus, but it's also a spice, but it's also a woody. It's really interesting. I don't have a lot of Diptyque scents, so I'm not like completely well versed on their stuff. I remember really liking Betaverio. And I really like the Kyoto scent, which I don't know if it's discontinued because it was limited edition, but this is really, really nice. I like that it's fresh and citrusy, but also warm and spicy, because I don't typically go for citrus, but I do typically go for warm and spicy. So this is like a perfect blend of the two.
So I don't really, to be honest, like I don't really fuck with Diptyque. I just don't like any of their shit. But that is changing.
Kind of. Well, this is really interesting. And I do wonder if they're maybe working with different people or...
Or just going in new directions.
Yeah, because
I feel like so much of their...
Even the label is pretty unique to what they normally
do. Well, I think that's like a special situation.
Oh.
I find so much of their stuff just... It's just not my style. It's very floral. It's very green. It's very like...
Very green.
That. And it's just, that's not what I go toward. I like that Boulevard 34.
I do like that
whatever.
One.
That's really nice. I like...
Because it's spicy.
Yeah. I like Rila, which is also really, very leathery. This, to me, I don't call in shit that I don't think I'm going to like or I don't think I'm going to wear. Yeah. But I did call this in because the amber of it all was appealing to me. And I wore it and I'm with you. It's not very citrusy to me. On me, it's just amber and cinnamon all day.
Wow.
Yeah, and in a way that I like a lot.
I don't get cinnamon on me, but I do get amber and spice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I'm definitely not mad at it.
Because I never really see people do interesting things with citruses. And to me, this is a little bit of a standout in that way.
I feel like the citrus to me, on me maybe, it's more built into the DNA of the scent. It's not like an under the lemon trees or something that's like a literal whatever, but it's probably bolstering up that amber in a way that makes it really nice and wearable. Yeah, I really like this direction, and I would love to see just more thought out like this rather than like, because like
the one they released just before this one, Paper Papier, if you want to say it in French, en français, I liked it, but it was kind of like, this is one of those, like, you smell clean, but, like, nothing scents.
I'm sorry, a paper fragrance? Be for fucking real.
I really wonder if they maybe bought a commodity paper and were like, how can we do this, but better?
I don't know. I mean, like, there's certainly not, like, I mean, because papyrus is, like, everywhere in fragrance.
Yeah.
You know, but, so it doesn't shock me, but I was just like, miss Papier. Me with this. And I...
They're going conceptual. They're trying to do, like, a little... replica thing.
I don't get it. And like a couple of my friends got it and they were like, it smells really good. And then I smelled it. I was like, no, it doesn't.
It just smells like nothing.
Yeah.
It smells like paper.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just like, I would, you know, obviously much more prefer a direction.
No,
like
this is really lovely.
It is really lovely. Yeah.
I actually think this would be great as a candle or a home scent.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Well, also it surprises me because I feel like they were really trying to sell this in as their like summer situation.
Yeah.
And
I like, you know, it as a summer situation.
We don't believe in seasonality here, but if we did, I don't think this was summery at all, but I do think it's lovely.
I feel like it's a late summer, early fall transitional.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was also pleasant. I think because I went in with no expectations and then I was like, oh, whoa, this was really good.
For sure.
Cool. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, Sable, I thought you'd never ask. So I didn't wear this to start a fight.
Oh. Okay.
Because I know it's from a brand that you don't really fuck with, but I just had to check the embargo because I thought I was going to blow it, and I'd not. By the time this airs, it's going to be out. Do you remember last summer when Sniff had that diffusion, like that sister brand, No Noses Inc., and it was like their secret menu? It was the gasoline fragrance that I was obsessed with.
Yeah, Dead Dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've done their second secret menu scent this summer. And I still can't like really get my mind around the whole secret menu of it all, because I looked at, they have a specific social handle for No Noses, the secret menu situation, which is obviously like, okay, I can't say suicide, brand, you shouldn't do that as a brand.
Yeah.
But they certainly did it. Yeah. And it has like no followers. So I'm like, maybe this is a secret menu. Anyway, this is a croissant scent that is made to smell like a hot buttered croissant.
Oh my gosh.
And
what is it called?
The name sucks. It's called it's called Crumb Couture.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
But I like the scent quite a bit.
Crumb Couture.
It's a lot.
You could have done anything.
Okay, that's moving on. yes, it's a bad name. So with the diptyque one, to be honest. This has notes of sweet berry jam accord, jasmine absolute, creamy sandalwood, orchinox. Actually, I need to look that up. And a warm croissant accord blended with tonka bean, vanilla, and buttery musks.
Ooh.
And it really, I know you can't smell it right now, but it literally does just smell like butter and like crust.
Ooh.
It actually, I just brought Sable the Overrose croissant candle.
Yes.
They're almost 1-to-1.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Odd.
Dude, once these sinuses open,
it's over for you, hoes.
It is. It's over for everybody.
I really like this because also they call it a light airy fragrance, which I think is like sort of pointing the to like the croissant, a light airy croissant, but it is not super strong, but it's very consistent, so I will give them that. Like, it is light and airy and wears really beautifully and really close to the skin. It's like buttery and warm and alluring and simple in a really nice way. And yeah, when they sent me this email, I was like, you've got to send that to me because I know someone who's going to like that. And yeah, it's fantastic. So
this is Sniff's diffusion brand?
Sister brand.
I guess diffusion brand would imply that it's cheaper.
Cheaper, right, which is not.
And it more mass accessible.
So yes,
just a sister. Why wouldn't they just do it under Sniff? That's...
I do not know. I mean, like essentially,
a play situation.
Essentially, they are doing it under Sniff. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, I don't know. I really, really liked Dead Dinosaur, and I like this a lot as well. I know that you don't really fuck with the brand. I think they're cool.
I would revisit them.
Mm-hmm. I was really impressed by their, like, I think second collection.
Yeah, I feel like they're getting better, but their initial push, I was like, I don't know about this.
Well, you don't like them because they gave you a reaction.
They also gave me a rash.
But like, yeah. Maison Francis Kirkjian gave me a reaction. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, it just happens.
I wonder if the others would, because they had sent me 3 cents and they all gave me a rash.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It wasn't just one
cent. Oh, I thought it was just one.
No, it was all of them.
Okay, because
that's why.
MFK sent me 3 and one gave me like a bad one. But
so I'm like, what is in this? I don't have super reactive skin. So.
No, neither do I. I'm sure if you were curious, they would send this to you because it very much your brand, or I can just bring it over. They also released a body butter bar.
That's a lot of bees.
Of the same fragrance. And
it's like a solid,
I guess it looks like body butter.
Moisturizer.
Yeah.
I kind of like that idea.
It's cute. You can have it. I'm not going to use it.
I don't want it.
Okay.
But in general.
Well, I wore it yesterday because it came, and I'm wearing it again today because I enjoy it so much. But I did apply more sprays of it it did, like I said, it was a little light, and I'm going to be bopping around all day, I think. And I wanted it to, one, well, I think I wanted you to smell it, not knowing you couldn't smell. And two, I just wanted
it's
to
so frustrating
really have it on me a little heavier. So it's a nice little segue into how many sprays do we think is appropriate, or how many sprays do
it
we
makes
wear?
It makes me think of that old school Tootsie Pop commercial with the owl. He's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
That just makes me think of the Lil' Kim song.
Except I was just thinking that. It's like, that was also referenced in a Lil' Kim song. I think 3. He was like, one, ha, two, ha, three. And then he takes a bite, and then the child is sad.
It was an owl, right?
It was an owl, yeah.
Love that.
This bamboozling, this con artist owl conning children out of their candy. Yeah, somebody had brought to our attention this wild Reddit thread about people. Is it like bad form to not credit the person who...
They might not want their shit out there, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Just an anonymous tip. We got an anonymous tip about this Reddit thread.
We're Dumois now. Anon, please.
Anon, please. And I don't really fuck with Reddit because it's an eyesore. I don't really know how to navigate it.
It's a cesspool.
And I think, and there's a whole language, and there's so much etiquette involved that I just don't know the coding, and I don't want you to learn.
No, not at all.
I dip in occasionally, but
it's full of incels.
Also that. The headline for the thread is, I can't tell if some of you are joking or not about how much you spray.
Well, because did you see
The post was deleted.
Did you see that footage of Rihanna going somewhere in a big gown and she was spraying on the Fenty perfume and maybe did like 20 spritzes of it just all around?
That's that one like Kylie Jenner video.
Oh.
Where she also does the same thing.
Yes.
And she does a dozen sprays.
Could not be me.
Couldn't.
Also, that Fenty perfume, all you need is one.
Yeah, the Fenty perfume, you will smell it all day.
All day.
I mean, just skimming the Reddit responses, it's so funny to me how people have wildly different ideas of what's appropriate. Mm-hmm. A lot of people did say it depends on the fragrance, which I agree with.
That is fair.
Because I also think that. Mm-hmm. Although my average, if I count it out, is about 5.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Okay. Left side of my neck, right side of my neck.
How big is your neck?
It's neck sized. And then I lift up my hair and spray the nape of my neck.
Okay.
And then I do left wrist, right wrist.
Damn.
And sometimes I'll do armpit
oh, God.
As well. So I guess that makes it, how many?
Seven.
Math.
I think it is low-key the hottest thing when women pull up their hair and spray the back of their neck.
Because you need to, that's when you, like, when you do the hair flip or when you gesture, when a breeze blows by.
Yeah.
That's the spot.
I canonically only do 2, one on my chest, one on my left wrist, and then tap.
Oh, you tap?
Well, I don't tap. I tap them together.
Still,
to get it on.
You smush.
I don't smush. It's fine.
That's a smush.
You can tap twice. But yeah,
there are some people who are very adamant about not doing the tap or not smearing their wrists together.
Yeah, they can get a life. I do think you should not rub.
Yeah.
Obviously. But yeah,
I don't think you're meant to touch them at all. But I also think that there are no rules.
I think one tap to disperse the fragrance is not going to kill
anyone. Perfumers will be like, no, just do that. And I'm like, it'll crush the molecules. And part of me's like, really?
Like, make a stronger fragrance.
I know. Yeah, like, seriously?
I want you to smell.
You also spray on skin.
Yeah.
I spray when I'm fully clothed.
That's insane behavior, especially from you.
Why?
Because it's not hitting your body.
Well, it's hitting my neck. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I should spray it on my... if I'm gonna do armpits, I should spray it on before I put clothes on. That would make sense.
Have like that good of a nose, but with fragrances that I really know really well, I can tell if you sprayed it on your skin or your clothes.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And I would maybe, I'll probably only say that about three fragrances max. I'm Which not ones? Some like, I think Dior Sauvage is one, unfortunately. Yeah. I think Hanoki Fantôme is one. I can't think of the third one, but yeah. So I did. You have to get it on your skin, those oils, baby.
I do get it on my skin, on my neck, and my wrists.
Okay.
And I usually just like to do my wrists, because part of me thinks nobody can really smell it on your wrists. They're just like,
I think so,
things around. I don't know.
And I gesticulate quite a bit.
That's true. But I just like, so I can smell my wrists throughout the day.
Sure. Yeah.
I like to do that. It's like a reference for myself. But no one's ever told me like you wear too much perfume. Like, no one's ever said that to me. It's usually the opposite.
Yeah. And this is mostly all in my head, as everything is, but I just don't want to be that guy who has his fragrance enter a room before he does.
Oh, I like to be that person.
I do not like to be that person.
Not to enter the room, but I like for it to linger in the room after I'm gone.
Okay.
Sable was here.
I will say though, that you have changed my mind, not changed my mind, but like you have sort of turned me into a reapplier.
Ooh, I love a reapply.
Because some fragrances, like, you don't need to. Like, Cloud will say, oh, I have to tell you something.
What?
But Cloud will say all day. And not crazy, but, like, I've worn that shit for, like, 14 hours. And people are just like, you smell really good.
There are certain scents that will last over 24 hours. All of my Matte Premier scents last the next day.
Are they doing a passion fruit?
No. Not that I know of. You're thinking of somebody else.
I'm thinking of Maison Carvelli.
Yes.
Are they doing a passion fruit?
I think so.
If I don't get my hands on that, I will drop dead.
Okay. You hear that?
Do you hear that?
Want Tynan to die. They're Euro parfums. Maison Crivelli.
What?
Yeah.
It's going to blow out the mic. Sorry. Yeah. Emma?
Yeah.
Emma, girl, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. All of the Maison Crivelli perfumes also last hella long. All the Bond number 9s do.
Bond number 9.
Killian. The Dias & Derga's last as well.
You know what I think is odd?
What?
So one of the things that I just finished was, it's sort of like I'm actually really, really happy with how the piece came out. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it is, frankly. It was the perfume piece that I went to Milan for. And they had me rope in some other rains. So the perfume that I went to Milan for is a rain fragrance. And they had me rope in some other ones just to sort of give some context and history.
Yeah.
And I turned that in, and then I was at some place this week washing my hands, and I used Big Sur After Rain from Dias & Derga, and I was like, why don't they make this into a fine fragrance?
Yeah, I
get that those are two different things, but it's such a good like mineral rain scent. I'm like, this would go nuts as a fragrance.
Maybe they will. I could see David doing a petrichor type scent.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, maybe it's in the works already, who knows.
Also, I smelled Steam Rainbow.
I like Steam Rainbow.
I think it smells like cum.
You texted me that, and I was like,
you were like, no, it doesn't.
I was like, it doesn't. Not any cum that I've smelled.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. Maybe it's the LGBTQ cum.
Oh my God.
It's rainbow.
It's almost pride. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a two spray girly, but
that's crazy to me.
I have become a reapplier. So, and when I reapply, it's probably just one spray, and then I'll do it all.
Sometimes I'll reapply midday with like a different scent.
See, that's
I know
also satanic
you hate
behavior.
That. I know you hate that.
I hate that. We are so different. So we asked you, lovely readers. We gave you a little poll on our Instagram story 2 or 3 weeks ago because our week sort of got away from us, and we said how many, you know, the groundbreaking question: how many spritz or fragrances do you apply? There were four. It was like a multiple choice. There were four answers. The first being 1 to 2, the second being 3 to 4, the third being 5 to 6, and then the fourth was a secret, more unhinged number. And I am not surprised by these answers because I went into it not knowing anything and having no expectations, but it shook out that 30% of you wear 1 to 2 sprays, very my camp, hey girls, 50% of you spray 3 to 4 sprays, 12% spray 5 to 6, and 8% spray more.
Wow.
And if you spray more than that, you should see
jail.
A doctor.
Straight to jail.
Abolish all prisons except for people who spray more than 6 sprays. So like,
but a lot of people do the spray in the air and they walk through the mist.
Yeah.
I don't really do that, but I feel like a lot of people who spray a lot do that.
Oh, you mean like spray a few times in the air, then walk through
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Maybe that's...
That doesn't count.
Yeah, maybe that's part of the spritzes.
I'm talking full contact yeah. on body sprays. Yeah. Six? I guess you spray that's, seven, so like...
Yeah. The cloud dispersion strategy technique kind of... There's just no control.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Although with Angel, that is one of the ways I do it because...
You have to spray
Angel
that.
Is a one sprayer. Mm-hmm.
You got to spray that from a block down the street
yeah.
and run away from it. Not
Angel,
into it.
I spray it once in the air, like mm-hmm. vertically, and then run through it really fast.
I just don't want it on my face.
Well, don't spray it like... You got to wait for it to fall. You can see like the little drops falling. And then you're like, okay, now run.
Right, right.
And I'll still be smelling that all day.
And then into the next.
Into the next.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Angel is one thing. If I spray it on skin, I will nauseate myself.
Really?
Yeah. It's too much. And then after half an hour to an hour, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
But that first, it's almost like when you take supplements on an empty stomach and then they make you kind of nauseous. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I ate my vitamins on an empty stomach. I have to go now like down a piece of toast yeah. to like soak it up. It's like that. It's the zinc of fragrance.
God. So what was the intel from Reddit?
There's a couple really funny responses because people are very adamant about their techniques. And most of the people are adamant because they think that overspraying is rude
okay.
for everyone around you, which I get.
Okay. I might not say rude, but I understand it.
They don't want to make other people feel sick around them, which I understand.
Sure.
I get it.
Shout out to those people.
So they're, you know, those people are like, oh, if you spray all this much, then you're going to make everybody suffer around you, which... Mm-hmm. Perhaps true, perhaps not.
Everyone suffer around you. Yeah. That's a very funny way to put it.
But then the people who spray a lot are like, no, that's the point of fragrance. I want you to suffer.
That's a very you response.
I know. Suffer. I want to be smelled. But yes, the general consensus is that it depends on the scent and where you are, the context of where you're going. Workplace, not a good place to spray perfume.
Mm-hmm.
There was a, I think it was The Cut, some New York mag, like those mini advice columns where somebody had wrote in saying that their coworker always wears too strong perfume and they don't know how to address.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't know how to address it. And what's funny is that the consensus, because I was expecting like a fight in the comments, and the consensus was you can't really tell people how to smell, which also true. I feel like in that situation, there would be a very vague HR note that like goes yeah. out company-wide of, please be mindful of others with sensitive noses.
Right.
And no one will know what it is. So the problem will never get solved.
They won't read the email.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, I guess I shouldn't microwave my fish fillet in the kitchen anymore. Okay.
I do work with someone who wears Frederick Malle's Portrait of a Lady. And it's funny because they don't wear... a lot of it. Like, I don't think of them as someone who soaks themselves in fragrance yeah. by any means at all. But I think I mean this more so about the scent itself, not the way that they wear it. But mm-hmm. it's one of those ones that does leave a trail of where mm-hmm. this person has been. You can tell what conference room they've been in, what office they've been in, how long ago they mm-hmm. were, because that scent is just, it's not Angel strong. I don't even think of it as being that all that strong, but it doesn't go away. Like, if you're
Portrait
trying to
of a lady?
Yeah.
I can't recall if I've smelled that. I feel like I have, but a long time ago.
I hate it. It's just so floral. But yeah, if you're trying to like get away with anything, don't wear Portrait of a Lady, because yeah. we'll know where you've been.
Whoa. What? You should ask them how many sprays they spray.
I should.
Yeah. Hey, just curious.
Hey, just curious.
I'm doing a poll. I'm not asking you specifically for any reason.
Right.
This is so funny. This one response on the Reddit thread. Okay, with all respect, the whole anything more than one spray is too much is that seems to be in vogue on this sub is, that sentence was awkward, but not to put too fine a point on it, complete horseshit. Not to offend anyone, but it is. I've been wearing perfume for literally years longer than most people reading this have been alive, and most of that time, it's been one spray behind each ear, one on the back of the neck, and one on top of each forearm. Oh, that's a new
is one.
One
spray on the back of each ear not also the back of your neck?
How, yeah.
What are you people shaped like?
What?
you know?
What are humans shaped like? It is not overpowering. And no, it's not just that no one will tell me. I promise you that my mother, my spouse, and my siblings would all say something if my perfume were overpowering. Oh, yeah, yeah, this person's taking it personally.
Yeah, you know, also,
I'm really kind of sick of people 35 years younger than I am coming in here thinking they discovered fragrance and knowing everything about it.
See, this is not a...
I also think it's really funny that some people think being experienced in wearing fragrance is a thing. I am an experienced fragrance wearer.
Like, there's not much to it.
There isn't. It is so funny to me that people do truly think there's a right and wrong way to apply perfume. And truly, everyone you ask will say something differently with great authority, as we have done several times. I will say, I'm not a tapper. That's just me.
Okay.
If you tap, good for you. Bully for you. Scents will last longer if your skin is moisturized. That's a thing. When people complain about scents not lasting that long, it's because you're dry.
Because you're dry as hell.
It needs something to soak up. Oh, there was that whole... Maybe we can talk about this or maybe not. The dabber controversy. There was a TikTok controversy with these 7.5 ml bottles that Brooklyn Ellis released.
And
there was one fragrance TikToker who wrote a fairly nice neutral review where she just said, hey, these are really cute, but I wish I had known that they were dabbers. A dabber meaning a tiny little bottle that's just...
It's a nozzle there's no atomizer. It's a splash bottle.
It's a splash bottle. I always called them splash bottles, but apparently people call them dabbers. Whatever.
Okay.
And it was a fairly neutral review that was just like, hey, I really like these scents, but this dabber situation is not, it's just not a luxurious experience because they're what, $25?
They're $25 fucking.
For 7.5 mls. And Brooklyn Ellis does make 10 mls as well. Mm-hmm. They make travel vials. I remember I got one as like a Credo points prize. Mm-hmm. I just don't see what the difference is also of making a 7.5 ml if you have a 10 ml. So unless it's marketing material.
So I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it is?
What?
So a 7.5 ml, you're right, is essentially the same thing as a 10.
Yeah.
But they're in essentially little teeny miniature Ellis Brooklyn bottles, which are cute.
Yeah.
They're essentially just all fucking glass.
But why couldn't you make that 10 ml sized the way Kayali does?
Because I think it's another SKU. It's another thing to buy. And I'm sure that they're marketing them as travel scents. They're $25, which is insane, but that's gonna, I feel like, be all profit. So it's like selling the least amount of something for the like most amount,
right,
you know, of profit you can get. So I think it's just sort of a
entry-level
thing, meaning and it feels like, oh, this is great for the consumer because they can try it, but no, it's just money in their pocket.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And the same thing, like the 10 mls can't be that much different.
That's what I was learning. I'm like, why don't you just make these cute little replicas 10 mls with an atomizer and everyone will be happy? Charge what, I don't know how much the 10 mls are, like $40-$45.
The 10 mls are 32.
That's not that bad.
No, that's where you cap it.
Like, yeah,
also people don't realize, and you and I have this conversation every week, but like, you can travel with a big bottle of perfume. You can travel with a 3.4 ounce. I understand why.
I think people are afraid it'll break. Sure. Which I understand.
I understand why you wouldn't want to, of course. But like, I often have just thrown it in my carry-on. Again, still breaking the carry-on.
Right.
But you don't, I think people think, oh shit, I'm going on a trip, I have to buy a smaller version of, you know. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you don't, unless it's like a hair product where you get, you know, 8 ounces. Most things are travel size.
Yeah.
Travel size, quote unquote, is just trying to scam you. And yes, sometimes it is convenient, but like, don't buy travel size makeup.
I always think of it as, oh yeah, travel size makeup is a scam, but travel size perfume, I always think, is a good way to get an entryway into a scent, because you don't necessarily want to invest in a full bottle if they're expensive.
But then you need one size.
Yes.
Not like a bunch of different travel size options. How many places are you going?
I don't, people are going places.
Even About Face.
Not me, I'm poor, but other people are.
About Face Beauty, who we love, put
out
travel size
minis
of the matte fluid eye paint. Yeah. And I'm like, how much smaller do they need to be? Yeah. They're tiny.
They're pretty small.
I have no idea. Anyway.
Brooklyn Ellis sent me a bunch of the little vial dabber bottles. Mm-hmm. And I remember opening them being like, oh, these are so cute. And then I took the cap off and I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have jackfruit? Starfruit?
Yes, sunfruit. Yes,
sunfruit.
I do.
Can I smell it?
Yeah.
Sometime. I got the opt-in for that, and I didn't really call in any of the splash bottles, but it was actually kind of nice. They gave us the opportunity to like call in other shit that we didn't have. Yeah. My box came and they got like all of it wrong. I was like, okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I don't smell that right now because I'm going to forget.
Like,
I forgot that I look like a drag queen right now. Oh, I just saw something that reminded me that I need to retract a statement.
Oh.
So the show is about things that we love.
Yeah.
And sometimes, often, you know, sometimes critique comes in too. Like, we're allowed to say
oftentimes.
Like, and it's more so about like a brand or marketing or things like that. We're not here to talk shit on fragrances for fun. But I will say, when we talked about the new Hermes scent, mm-hmm. I was what we would call a dumb little bitch about it. And it has come to my attention also that I really like it.
Oh, you do?
A lot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I
haven't worn it since, but it is lovely.
I don't love it, but
this one we're talking about is the On Jardin Asenter. Mm-hmm. It's the newest one. Mm-hmm. Something
that allegedly has pistachio
Greek
on it.
Island, something pistachio olive branch.
Yeah. And again, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but a friend of mine was wearing it a couple days in a row and I kept dragging them about it. And then I was like, wait, I really like that. So I wore it. And yeah, and it starts off as like this sort of effervescent shampoo-y floral, which is not my vibe. And then
I don't get that at all.
I almost don't like it when I spray it on, but then it very quickly melts down into this like beautiful magnetic amber to me. God, it's really pretty.
I also get zesty, spicy citrus with that one.
Really?
Similar to this diptyque. Okay. Yeah. But that one's a little bit more aquatic to me.
That one?
Something. Huh. Maybe not aquatic. There's something lighter and breezier about it.
Sure.
A little bit more organic.
It's definitely not as spicy as this.
No.
At all.
It's very lightly spicy. Mm-hmm. If they didn't tell me the pistachio was in it, I wouldn't have guessed it. But because they told me the pistachio was in it, I'm like, yeah, I see it. I smell it.
I wonder if that's what I get on the dry down.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't get it either. I mean, it doesn't smell like pistachio, but it's really
pretty. There is like a zesty creaminess to it that suggests a nutty texture.
Yes.
Yeah, but it is good. Oh, wait, critique. We were talking about critiques.
Oh, that was just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't critique in bad faith.
No.
We're just genuinely disappointed in everybody. Just kidding. I have a vague memory of us doing an episode about how to apply perfume.
Yeah, because it was called Don't Spray Your Dick. Oh, my God. How could one forget?
That was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
I think that was a hit.
I think so too. Yeah.
But you know what? I've changed my mind. If you want to spray your dick, spray your dick.
I have not changed my mind. Please don't spray
your dick. Spray your upper dick area.
Okay.
Don't
do it. I know exactly what you're going to do. I guess you don't have to change the word.
Yeah.
It could simply be fat upper penis area. Yeah. Cutting that out.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Don't spray your genitals. They're not going to like that. Also, they're supposed to smell like what they smell like.
Okay, moving on.
Tynan hates this.
Moving on. God.
How do you feel about roller balls and solid perfumes?
Oh, because you can't spray them.
Yeah, because you can't spray them.
Oh, what a good question. Solids are a no.
I'm not for them.
For me, they're a no.
I don't like to smear a balm on myself.
Yeah.
About scent.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just a personal thing. I'm sure they're lovely.
They do radiate quite a bit, though. Mm-hmm. I'll give them that.
Rollerballs are just fine with me.
They're fine.
Now, I have heard...
Sometimes I wonder if they get gnarly, though.
What? Oh.
Just all the rolling.
Fair.
Of your skin.
All the rolling. Well, if they're alcohol.
Oh, true.
I have heard, though, that sometimes... Okay, think of like a 10 ml vial.
Yeah.
If that has an atomizer, I guess it wouldn't apply. But if it's a rollerball, I have heard that they have to tweak the formula because of the viscosity of the liquid in a rollerball versus an atomizer.
I totally get that, yeah.
I don't quote me on that, but I have heard that as fact.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, I find that things with the rollerball application are a little thicker, like feel or look mm-hmm. more oily.
It's a little serum-y.
Yes, exactly. Like you can see the light bounce off it. You can see the trail of where you put it. I'm thinking of, it's not a one-to-one comparison because the Jennifer Fisher scent is like that, but that's also an oil. So
that is an oil. Well, some brands will sell a perfume oil in a rollerball. Mm-hmm. Like Dias & Durga does that. Byredo does that.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
Dias & Durga?
And they do. And they are quite a bit cheaper than if you bought a bottle. I think they're $70 versus $160 for the 50 mls. I think Byredo is similar. And I always wonder, like, what is the concentration of a rollerball oil?
Do they have a debaser rollerball?
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah. Huh. They say that they wear differently just because the concentrations different and it's a different distribution. So it's going to smell a little bit different, which makes sense because it's just directly on your skin.
Did you smell the Dias & Durga, the Carlisle fragrance?
No.
So I went in there and Joey put it on a blotter for me or whatever. I was shocked to find that I really liked it.
Oh, really?
No, not shocked. I loved Yes and Darker, but it just, it felt like it was going to be a very masculine like cologne to me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop smelling it. I want to get it on my skin.
What does it smell like?
Sort of like, I remember it being like a fresh fruity metallic.
Ooh.
I could be wrong though. It was just on a blotter. Yeah. And when you read the notes, that's like not at all what it gives. But I really want to go back and like get into that.
Can you only buy it at the Carlisle? Or can you buy it at the store?
No, it's at the store.
Okay.
And he didn't make it seem like it was extremely limited edition.
I don't think it is.
So maybe it's going to be around for a while.
A little bit, yeah. I'm sure. They do so many collabs.
Do they? Yeah, I guess they, well, I guess they do.
They had the Todd Snyder collab. They had
Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker. They have a couple more coming up that they showed me at a press preview. Kith. There's a person, a fashion designer whose name I forgot. But that one I smelled and it was really good.
Oh, really?
It's like a...
That wasn't the Todd Snyder?
No. In my head, I can remember the label looks like tartan.
Oh, cute.
A tartan plaid. And the scent is just like a really heavy, deep ebony wood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's called Mahogany.
Oh, beautiful.
I think it's coming out this summer. I'm pretty sure it's coming out this summer. But okay. That one, I was like, oh, shit, this is beautiful. Like, this should be a permanent collection scent. But we'll see.
I keep getting paid ads for their, what the fuck's it called, like 4 million-year-old amber.
Oh, yeah.
With like the $700 perfume. And I'm like,
I want to know how many people bought that. Who buys $700?
It's still in stock. So not that many.
Well,
then again,
what's that one brand that has like $5,000 fragrances?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they invited us.
Oh, I should follow up with them because you couldn't go because you have a job. But I don't have a job, so I can go.
Okay, but that's when like, I'm sorry.
I just want to know what they smell like.
Yeah, no.
What like, does a $5,000 fragrance smell like? I want to know. I must know.
That's
because funny. I remember going to a beauty event weeks and weeks ago, and I ran into Amanda Mitchell.
Yeah.
And she had just come from an event from there, and oh, I was cool. Like, oh, dude, you smell amazing. What are you wearing? And she's like, oh, I just came from this perfume event for this brand, and then when I saw the name, I was like, oh, that's that $5,000 perfume shit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? It does smell good.
I also got another pitch for like another brand just like that with like 5K fragrances. And I'm just like, who is this for?
I really, if I was more of an intrepid journalist, I would do a story on like who is buying these $5,000 fragrances out of curiosity.
But that's the type of rich that like you would never know.
Exactly.
Because when you have that type of money, you don't like, you live in secrecy. Exactly.
No one knows you exist.
I guess the only thing that would inhibit me from, if I was any more of a two sprayer, the only thing that would inhibit me from doing any more than that would be price or availability. You know, if you get your hands on a very expensive fragrance, I don't want to own anything that I don't want to wear because of the price. I have things that I don't want to wear because it's like limited or discontinued. That's one
still,
thing. But
when you use any very expensive product, do you still kind of use it thinking like, oh, this is so expensive, I shouldn't. Really? I don't think that anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have so many other things that I'm like, I'm not, it's not like I'm used, it's the one thing I use every day. That would be different. Then I would probably be a little bit more judicious about parsing it out.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, what is the most expensive? The most expensive fragrances I have are probably Bond Number 9.
Yeah.
And those little Dead of Night Oud vials.
Yeah. I just like, when it comes to money and spending on material things, I think about this a lot. Like, I guess fragrance is a tiny bit different because it just starts higher.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think, like, of course, a $325 fragrance is like an insane amount of money to spend on a fragrance. But also, a lot of them cost that much. So it's like, but I look around. I'm going to take it to fashion here. Follow me. I look around and see these girlies wearing like the Prada monoliths or like designer sneakers or whatever. And I'm like, those are literally on your feet on the ground in New York City. Like, you are crazy for that. And I don't mean to sound old, but it's like, for the amount of money you paid on that, I could buy myself more than 12 pairs of like fresh white Nikes. And it's like, I like those more. I don't want to wear anything that I'm afraid of. You know what I mean? And I think like, yes, I have expensive fragrances. And the only one that I am cagey about spraying is 1996 because it's my favorite. Right. And now it's discontinued, allegedly.
Right.
I have a backup. I'm fine. So I guess when it comes to number of sprays, it's price or scarcity.
Yeah.
That starts to whisper in my ear.
Right.
But
I think just because we have so many fragrances, and I always like wearing something new every day, even if something was in regular rotation, it's still going to take a really long time for me to get through it all. So
that's the thing. I was in I was in the closet this week where I keep all my perfumes, and I was looking and I was like, I could stop acquiring perfume today and die before most of these are. If I just like rotated every day, these would all outlive me. You know what I mean? And I say that giving a lot of things away. I don't collect just to collect. Also, like, it'd be fine if I did, but you know, that like culture of excess and having doesn't appeal to me anymore. And I do like having a billion perfumes, but at some point I'm gonna have to move one of these days, you know. It's just like shit like that. So yeah,
oh, I man,
look
I didn't
and
even I'm, think about that
even with me and you with this being our job, how many do we fucking need, you know?
I've never counted my fragrances. Maybe I should do that one day. But the cool thing about fragrance when it comes to having nice things, when it comes to spending a lot of money on makeup, on clothes, on other beauty products, the cool thing about fragrance is that the experience is the same until the last drop. If you get an expensive mascara, I used to buy the Dior Show Blackout. It was like $36 and I was 22 or 24. And at the time, that was a lot of money for mascara for me.
But I remember, though, that was the era of Dior Show. Yes. I mean, I know it's iconic and everyone loves it, but I feel like that, like 2013, 2014 was the era of Dior Show.
But for, no, it was, I think it was $36. I think it was like $30.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, for a mascara. And the more you use it, the shittier it gets. So you can't even use the whole thing that you have to the best of its performance. With fragrance, it's always going to be good till the last drop. And I'm like, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
When it comes to beauty, I think mascara is the one thing that you should not spend money on.
Really?
But that's just me, yes. Mm.
There's just so many good drugstore brands.
Exactly. That's what I mean. And like the shelf life is so short that it's like, also, you don't want to keep a mascara around.
You don't.
That's how you get pink eye. Anyway. yeah, I know. I like that. It's like consistency.
Yes.
Is good.
A performance.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever fade. It doesn't go bad. I know they say like you're supposed to keep it away from direct sunlight, ideally in like a cool dark spot, like your medicine cabinet or whatever. But even if you don't do that, the bottles are generally UV treated. So it doesn't degrade over time.
I also just read something by an actual chemist that was essentially debunked the sunlight thing.
That's what I thought.
I don't know how much
there's
I believe
quality
that,
control for
but
that
like,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of sunlight, it would have to be like a really, really long time.
For also, like everyone keeps, like if you keep it in a room that's not a closet, it's going to have UV rays on it.
Yep, that's true. So yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well.
Spray to your heart's content. Make everyone around you suffer.
I wonder what listener sprays the most.
Ooh.
Like, I wonder what, like, that if you are one of the 8% or whatever the hell it was, that is
the secret
unhinged number of sprays. I want you to DM us and tell us what that number is. We will keep it anonymous. We might share, we might not, but I am curious as to like,
and why,
and where,
and what is the reaction.
Do you ever know, do you ever truly know if you're wearing too much perfume?
Me?
Not you, but like the you.
My test is always if I choke myself out in the back of an Uber.
Don't you often do that, though? Yes. Okay.
Yes, I do. And then I have to open the window and then I feel bad because I'm like choking out the driver. And
right.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure.
Many times, though, I've gotten to the back of an Uber and the driver's like, oh, your perfume's really nice.
Oh.
So that's nice.
I would expect them to sort of be nose-blind at that point, though. You know, just maybe. People in and out the car every day.
Yeah.
So yes, let us know what your unhinged number is. We love that. We love any unhinged.
There's no wrong answers. There's no right answers either.
Yeah. there are only answers.
There are only answers.
And oh my God, our next guest is so iconic. I don't want to jinx it.
Our next oh my God. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel like it's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. Yes.
Or perhaps someone that you thought we would never have on because of aforementioned episodes.
Things that I have said about some of their work, which I have come around on.
Yes.
Truly.
They also have such a prolific resume that there is absolutely so many things.
They're also a master iconic perfumer. They don't give a shit about what I say.
Yeah.
Nor should
and just
they.
Like a really nice dude.
Yes.
Anytime I've talked to him for a story, he's so available, so down to chat.
I love that.
I love him.
I'm so excited.
I'm so pumped. Anyway.
Well, so yes, stick around next week for that. You're going to gag. Until then, follow us on Instagram. Why do I botch this every time?
We've been doing this for two weeks, we're out of practice.
True, okay. Yeah. So follow us on Instagram at smellylater.mp3. Hit our website at smellylater.live. You can buy our comfy merch that everyone loves and is very cute. You can drop us a voice note. You can drop us a line. Yeah. Leave us 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, please.
And you can follow
apparently,
me.
Apparently, on Spotify now,
oh God,
there's a little survey that says, did you enjoy this episode? And you can write a comment.
So do that and make it nice.
Make it nice only, please.
I'm at Tynan Buck everywhere.
I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra everywhere.
And until next time, we will smell you later.